temperatures, not much on the humidity side. Going to be really nice. Get out and enjoy it, especially your lunch hour. In studio guests this morning, Felix Cavallari, and of course, Happy Radio presents Felix and of course his Rascals along with the Nashville Symphony coming up. And the 22nd of the month. It's going to be a fantastic time. We appreciate the symphony and our relationship with them and doing this show with you, man. We really do. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I can't thank you enough for sponsoring, that show and all the shows there. That's a big boon for all of us who are musicians fans.
Well, it's one of the things we love to do. You know, we love to get together with our symphony, and of course, and not just on symphony shows, but all kinds of shows that we've helped sponsor down there, and of course been a part of, and I've done some guest conducting down there with Brent Havens when he comes to town every once in a while. That is a blast and a half. And it's just a lot of fun, and we appreciate them so much. We really do. You, sir, have been a gem to have around here within the last year, coming in a couple times and doing some stuff with me and on the phone too, but we appreciate you, and we appreciate your contribution to the music over the years. And like I said, before that ever happened, I was trying my best. How do we get a hold of Felix? We want to get Felix in here.
Well, next time we got to make it a little easier. Get one of those planes you see at the beach,
with a big sign.
A little banner in the back.
You need to come in the studio. It's time for another interview.
Yeah. Or, as I say, you can always ask my daughters, because they know where I am all the time. It's how you ran into one of them, and that's how I got to meet you the first time.
Yeah. What can we expect on that night? Are we going to see the Rockin' Felix as well, or what are we going to see?
Yeah, I think that, basically that's the kind of challenge here, you see, because, when I work on a stage, basically what I kind of say to our audience is that in our time, we didn't have the internet, Instagram, Facebook,
right,
iPhones. Our generation communicated through music, as you well know.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, Paul McCartney fell in love, they wrote a song, we knew he was in love.
Exactly.
When Keith got in trouble with the law, he wrote a song from jail.
And we knew.
I try to create that.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to trying to create that at a symphony, because I like to involve the audience. I like to make them, come on, I don't know if you can dance, but you can sing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they start singing, all those memories come back, and they start to glow, and that's what I try to do live.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Be yourself, man.
That's it.
Do what you do. I mean, I have seen great shows there, Dancing in the Aisles, and that's
Kermit
Horn.
Good.
It's fine. You don't have to worry about that.
That's
and
good.
You know what? And when you're doing that, it seems like our beautiful symphony just plays harder, man, and they just sound so good.
Well, there you go, because, we run into a lot of people who have been touched by the music over the years.
Absolutely.
It's really, really interesting the power that music gives and brings to people who are in need or sick or not feeling well.
It's international, man.
Exactly.
International language. Absolutely. Well, like I said, we appreciate you so much. What's in the future after this, do you know?
Well, after this, I'm going to probably take a rest. No. I've got a tour coming up with the former guitar player, Gene Cornish.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go out and do Felix Cavallari and Gene Cornish's Rascals.
Nice.
And we're going to use the drummer from Vanilla Fudge, Carmen Appice.
Nice.
And it's going to be interesting. We're going to do a lot of shows with Ronnie Spector.
Oh, yeah.
So, just keep on.
That ought to be interesting.
keep on. And I've got a book that I've been writing. And the thing is, I can't really finish it because, I don't want the story to end yet.
Yeah. Well, I get that. I absolutely get that. So how's our friend Eddie Money? Is he doing okay?
Eddie.
I had to ask you about Eddie.
Well, you remember the story I told you.
Yeah, he keeps calling you about the Hall of Fame, right?
Felix, you got to get me in the Hall of Fame. My kids think I'm a nothing. I feel like I'm the Pete Rose of rock and roll.
Well, when you see Eddie, you tell him that we said hello.
I certainly will.
We haven't ever had him in the studio. We've talked to him a few times.
He's dangerous.
Yeah, I've heard.
He's really dangerous. Funny, really funny guy, man.
Yeah, he really is. I hear his sister can whip up some good southern chicken, though.
I hear that, too.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Felix Cavallari, let's hear it for him, man. And don't miss this show. It is June 22nd at Skirmerhorn Symphony Center. You can get your tickets at NashvilleSymphony.org, but let's give a pair away. How about that, huh? Jump on the rap line, 855-945-ROCK, 855-945-7625. It's going to be dynamite. Here's the Rascals on Hippie Radio.